This is program number LW2280. Well, a little old lady did it many years ago. Hi, this is Leary West. She was talking to a visitor in her home one day, complaining. Now, really, that's what she was, a complainer. On that particular day, though, she said, "We're still paying for that terrible war." Now, the war she was talking about was the Civil War. The day she was griping about it, though, just happened to be 40 years after the Civil War had ended. But that's what she said, "We're still paying for that terrible war." Well, the visitor asked her, "Why do you say that?" And the lady, angry, said, "Because those Yankees came through here, they broke the hinges off our cellar door, and today the hogs got into the cellar and ate up all my butter." Well, you know, blaming the troubles you have today on past misfortunes is a trap, and too many of us fall into it. We make the excuses, you know the ones, "Well, it was because of the way I was brought up." Or maybe it's because I had a heart attack years ago. Or it's because I got hurt on my job 35 years ago. Now, sometimes those last two excuses are legitimate. They're not excuses. They're really reasons. But too often, they're just excuses. Excuses for us to have reason to complain. It's a convenient crutch, too often, for our not getting things done that we know we ought to do. But you know, excuses have a time limit. The older they are, the weaker they get. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, "The gem cannot be polished without friction, nor men perfected without trials." You're going to have them, so stop trying to make excuses for them. Trying to blame today's troubles on past misfortunes often even becomes a habit, like the old lady who blamed her broken hinges on those Yankees 40 years before. Too many of us should have corrected something we've done long before now. Such as that misfortune incident you had with your mother-in-law 26 years ago. Or that son you alienated and you're still distant because neither of you are big enough to say you're sorry. And you're blaming your heartache, your depression, your sadness. You're blaming today's troubles on the past misfortune. How about that fellow employee you chewed out 3 years ago? You won't even talk to each other today. He's saying things to others that are just not true. And you're too proud to humble yourself and go to him. You're blaming today's troubles on the past misfortune. Don't you think it's time you went and fixed some hinges on the cellar door? Have you ever heard of Charles Dickens? He was just one of the greatest English novelists there ever was. Well, Charles Dickens and a fellow named William Makepeace Thackeray experienced misfortune in their relationship. They had words one day, and as time progressed, it became more and more a cold war between them. Now, this was back in the middle of the 19th century, about 100 years ago. It was so bad that one winter day back in 1863, the two of them met in London by accident, and they frigidly snubbed one another. It was such an obvious thing that they did that finally it was Thackeray who decided to, fix the hinges on the old cellar door. He turned around that day and grabbed Dickens' hand and began to shake it. Looking into his eyes, Thackeray said to him, "I can no longer bear the coldness." Well, Dickens was touched, and he too swallowed the pride, and they parted, get this, with smiles. They were friends. It was almost immediately now afterwards that Thackeray suddenly died. Sir Thomas Martin later wrote these words, "The next time I saw Dickens, he was looking into the grave of his great rival. He must have rejoiced," said Martin, "that they had shaken hands so warmly a day or so before." You know, Thackeray and Dickens barely made it. They barely got the hinges fixed on that cellar door. Don't you think it's time that you stopped blaming today's troubles on past misfortunes, especially when you could, when you should, fix the hinges? I'm Leary West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's Jesus Christ himself who says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Don't you think it's time? I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and give this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.